Welcome to another March Madness special of the Grilly Truth Sports Network. I'm Mike and Pastor. Today, we're going to look at tonight's matchup between the Duke Blue Devils, the number 4 seed, and the Houston Cougars, the number 1 seed. The Houston Cougars are favored by 4 points. For the best site to find to bet on this game, go to the link in the description in our YouTube video for BetMGM. BetMGM is the top sports book for betting on this game. And if you bet the way we went last night on 4 games, you were 3-1. We had a great night with Bama pulling off the little upset, Illinois with the little upset. Tonight, we've got a great matchup between Duke and Houston. This is, I think, maybe the most intriguing matchup of the Sweet 16. I mean, Houston was a team that looked like the best team in the country in early January. Injuries have kind of killed that. Duke's had some injuries, but Duke played as well as they've played all year this last weekend. This is a classic Sweet 16 matchup. You've got Duke. You've got Houston. Houston open as a 4-point favorite. They're still a 4-point favorite. I don't look for that line to move at all. Duke was actually more impressive in the first 2 rounds of the tournament. They struggled with Vermont in the first half, blew the doors off of them 64-47 in the second half of the first round. And then in the second round, they dominated a James Madison team that I'll admit I did bet on. James Madison, 31-3, very good team. They dominated Wisconsin. Duke made them look like a bad basketball team. Now, Houston, a little different. They dominated Longwood, whatever the hell that is. But then against Texas A&M, it took overtime. And the thing about that overtime is they were missing 4 starters who had fouled out by the time that overtime started. They were still good enough to come back and win the game. Now, few teams have dominated the first 2 tournament games like the Blue Devils. Surprising they did it with no bench after the Caleb Foster injury. And in the 64-47 victory over Vermont, each starter played at least 34 minutes with guys like Jeremy Roach and Kyle Flipkowski barely coming off the floor. Now, Duke's 35 is as good as any in America. You know, they got the freshman phenom Jared McCain, who continues to put on a show every time he steps on the floor. And McCain, if McCain plays the way he did last game, the rest of the tournament, Duke's probably going to be the national champions. But we know nobody can stay on fire like that. McCain buried 8 threes. He went 10 for 15 overall, scoring 30 points against a good James Madison team. He could catch fire from deep at any moment. And when he does, he puts on a show. I mean, this is a guy that will be playing in the NBA next year, would be my guess. But who knows with the NBA, because they usually just draft Europeans in the first round. And there's nothing wrong with that if they're the best players. Houston has been elite at guarding the perimeter under Kelvin Sampson. Every year he's there. It's what Kelvin Sampson is known for, his defense. So something has to give in this matchup. Another key for the Blue Devils will be keeping the Cougars off the offensive glass. Houston's best offense is getting rebounds off of misses and putting them back in the basket. They are good at that. They are relentless. Both of these teams play extremely hard. And Mark Mitchell and Flipkowski will have their hands full against this powerful inside duo of Roberts and Francis. If Duke can keep these guys off the glass and force the Houston guards to settle for jump shots, there is a definite formula for holding the Cougars scoreless for extended stretches and winning this game. Now, in January, I thought Houston was the best team in America. You fast forward to late March, not so much the case. The core of the Cougars is still intact, but some key pieces are absent. Joseph Tugler, to me, is the biggest. He was a load on the inside. He was an offensive rebounding machine that could spell Francis when he needed a breather. Now that rim protection drops off when Francis has to go to the bench. Houston, as I said earlier, had 4 or 5 starters foul out to win over Texas A&M. But they still managed to win. That speaks volumes for the resiliency of this team and the culture head coach Kelvin Sampson has built. Now, the Cougars' defense is always elite, but the Duke offense will be a real challenge and a contrast to what the Cougars saw for much of Big 12 play. Duke's starting five includes 3 surefire pros and a veteran guard, Jeremy Roach, who plays similarly to Jamal Sheed. Sheed is the best player on the court for Houston. But Roach is savvy, and he will be formidable. He'll be a formidable test for the All-American. Emmanuel Sharp could very well be the X factor in this game for Houston, as when he makes these shots, the Cougars' offensive attack becomes much more efficient. The point spread is 4 points, and I do believe both teams have advantages here. Houston is the most physical team and has the potential to rough up Duke a bit and make Duke turn the ball over. The Cougars are likely more battle-tested. That being said, the Blue Devils are the far more skilled offensive team, with each starter capable of getting a bucket in various ways. With each side here having some favorable matchups, I think the most likely result is the game that comes right down to the wire, which is why I'm going to take Duke plus four. Duke has too many shooters not to go on its fair share of runs, and the Houston offense has sputtered in recent weeks, and they will go for lengths of time without scoring. I'll take the Blue Devils to cover the number and potentially pull off an outright upset in what should be an incredible game. So let's go with Duke. Let's take the 4.5 points. And if you're feeling lucky, bet him to win. Joseph Michael says, is Christian Laettner playing? No, Michael. Christian Laettner's not playing. Every Kentucky fan got scared. If you'd have said yes, they would have all refused to watch TV tonight. All right, guys. Remember, follow me on X at Grueling Truth. And make sure you like, subscribe, do all that good stuff, especially the like button on YouTube. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpasture. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.